Sal and Bethpage. What's up, Sal?
Hey, Big Mac. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I got to tell you, you are the best. You should be on daytime. Now,
oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
I have a couple of things. I always agree with you, but I have a couple of things.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you them. I'll hang up, and I want your answer.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
First thing is, and I wasn't even going to say this, we know if Barkley was on the Giants, he would have broke his leg the first game. So let's move on.
Well.
Now, listen. Daniel Jones with Shermer, forget about Dayball, was the best Daniel Jones. Now let's move on. Here's my questions.
Okay.
If Daniel Jones was on the Steelers, this is the first question.
Mm-hmm.
Don't answer. What would their record be? Secondly, if Tomlin was our coach,
yes,
what would our record be? I'll hang up and I'll listen.
Okay. I would say the Steelers would be worse and the Giants would be better. Would the Steelers season be over? Would they be 2-8 with Daniel Jones? Probably not. Probably not. They're a better team and they're a better coach. Listen, you're talking about one of the premier NFL coaches in the league. Mike Tomlin is one of the great head coaches, arguably in the history of the league. He's an unbelievable head coach. There's no doubt about it. I think Brian Daboll should stay. If Mike Tomlin wants to come, I'll gladly fire Brian Daboll. Mike Tomlin is an incredible head coach. He's done a remarkable job in Pittsburgh. So would he be better? I guess the Giants would be better, yes, even with Daniel Jones. They'd win a couple more games. I don't know if they're a playoff team with Daniel Jones. Not the way he's playing right now. I don't think it's that much of a difference either way. You don't think Russell Wilson's played better? I know they won some games with their defense, and Justin Fields had some moments early on in the season, but watch Russell Wilson the last couple weeks. He hasn't played better than Daniel Jones. It's not even close. It's not even close how much better Russell Wilson has played than Daniel Jones. If Daniel Jones was the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, they would not be as good as they are right now. They would not have the same record. They wouldn't. Daniel Jones has been awful, guys. What do you think? Like, what do you really? I mean, it's unbelievable to me that we still try and defend this guy. It's unbelievable to me. I don't understand it. Like, I really don't understand how you could still try and defend Daniel Jones. It drives me up a wall. I'm not saying you have to say, look, he's awful. He's the worst thing ever. He'll never be good anywhere else. Like, you don't have to take it to an extreme. If you feel like the Giants have broken him, that's fair, but he's broken. How could you, like, what do you think? Like, watch him play now. Watch him play now. There are throws in clean pockets that are atrocious. He has let them down in so many games this year. Even in games that he hasn't played horrible in, he doesn't make the big game-winning throw. He never makes the big game-winning play. Ever. Ever. Man, I don't know what, I don't know why. I mean, I think we're just so offensive line obsessed. That's the only thing I can think of. The only thing I can think of has been such a problem for so long for the New York Giants. And the New York Giant fan in particular is a team that, you know, is a fan base that, for whatever reason, because of previous winning teams, like the defensive line and offensive line was such an integral part of the two Super Bowls with Eli Manning, going back to the defensive front with the 86 team. Like, for whatever reason, you know, the Giants really haven't won games with these unbelievable offenses. They didn't win a Super Bowl with the greatest show on turf, or, you know, like they've won it in the trenches. So Giant fans are obsessed with the trenches, and I understand it's very important. And the offensive line has absolutely been the Achilles heel and caused them more than anything else. Not arguing it. But we're so obsessed with offensive line that the minute the offensive line is in a dominant force or some sort of great top five offensive line, we just say, oh, well, what do you expect the quarterback to do? What do you expect Daniel Jones to do? Play better! Even with a lousy offensive line, play better! Help the offensive line. Not be the guy who doesn't move the tight end over to help block Watt against those Pittsburgh Steelers. Not be that guy. Not not realize there's going to be an unblocked edge rusher coming off the side and allow him to absolutely blindside you. Be a quarterback in the NFL. Recognize these things. That's what I expect, especially from someone, the amount of years he's played and the price tag next to his name. I expect those things. Because if you think all the good quarterbacks in this league are only good because they have great offensive lines, you're not seeing it. You're not watching fairly. These guys overcome poor offensive lines. Some guys do it to in a better extent than others. Some teams have the great offensive line with the great quarterback. Okay. And without question, I'm not taking blame away from the Giants from being unable to build an offensive line. But stop making it seem like it's okay that this offense, that you are more likely to see Haley's Comet than a 30-point game. Stop making it okay that they don't score touchdowns at home. Stop making it okay that Daniel Jones doesn't throw touchdowns just because the offensive line isn't very good. That's unacceptable. It's atrocious quarterback play. And I'm tired of hearing about this over and over again. I'm tired of the excuses. There is no amount of lack of weapons. There is no offensive line play. There's nothing that justifies the ineptitude that this offense has been underneath Daniel Jones. There's no amount of coaching. There's no amount of offensive line play. There's no amount of lack of weapons. There's no reason why the offense should consistently, year in and year out, be the lowest scoring offense in the NFL. A good quarterback wouldn't allow that year in and year out. Bottom line. Bottom line. Enough. Enough. I'm not saying they should be a playoff team year in and year out. I'm not saying you should score 30 points a week. I'm not saying you should have a top offense. I'm saying you should have a functioning one once in a while. You watch guys play like, I mean, okay, he's got McLaurin. Jaden Daniels. Like, that's it. I mean, that's it. Who are the weapons all these quarterbacks have that you think, like, again, they don't score points in their building ever? This isn't just a weak offense. It's a disgusting one that doesn't score points ever at all. When you pay the quarterback the money he's been paid, I don't care about anything else. Quite literally, hear me loud and clear. I don't care about anything else. He's got enough weapons. He's got enough of an offensive line to score more points than this. And he's always had that. Have there been the occasional game? Yes. Opening day last year, against the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, they were completely overrun. I'll give him that game. He had no chance in that game. Fine. He played another 5 games. Are there the occasional games where he's given no chance? Yes. But week in, week out, year in, year out, it's the same crap, and we defend him for God knows what. Because we like him? Because he's tough? Because the rest of the team sucks? That doesn't excuse it. Any other good quarterback would do more. Do more. I mean, it drives me nuts that we still get these calls that defend him. I mean, Tyler Heinicke does more. I mean, I can go through the list of guys who've scored more points, and don't tell me they've been on better teams. It's the same. They're crap too. I mean, it drives me crazy the amount of Giant fans who feel the need to defend this guy. And then there's the opposite to it too. There, you know, the rankings come out, and you know Drake May's never taken a snap. He's ranked higher than Daniel Jones, and you know, there it goes the other way. He gets too much blame. Totally agree. Like sometimes it goes beyond. And I'm more in the middle, but the idea you have to defend him and constantly give me the offensive line. And, well, if he was on the 49ers or if, you know, like, what he's been given with the New York Giants is not enough to be uber successful. It's enough to be better than going 600 days without a touchdown in their own building. It's better than that. It's better than that. Whether it was Saquon Barkley or whether now it's Neighbors and some of the other weapons he has, Wandell Robinson, that's enough. Neighbors, Wandell Robinson, Tracy, that's enough to score some points and be a functioning offense. It's enough. Brian Daboll is a call player, a play caller for a Buffalo team that, you know, Stephon Diggs tells you he's a genius, and he helped develop Josh Allen into one of the better quarterbacks in the league. I refuse to believe he's such an inept play caller when I watch flea flickers have guys running wide open down the field, and he can't even throw it, let alone hit them. But that's probably the offensive line. And that's Pat Shurmur, and that's Joe Judge. And that's all the things that have been stacked against Daniel Jones. So he's incapable of ever throwing a touchdown pass. He's incapable of ever scoring 30 points. What could you possibly expect, Chris?